During this segment of the program, we're going to be telling you about a new campaign that combats stigma associated with HIV and educates people about living with the disease. It's called Living Positive by Design. And joining us on the WDIS Newsline, our Project Runway fashion designer, Jack McEnroth, and AIDS pioneer, Dr. Michael Sotlieb. Hello to you both.
Hey there.
Hello.
Tell us all about the campaign.
Well, basically, Living Positive by Design, like you mentioned, is a great HIV educational campaign in partnership with Merck. And I'm sort of the spokesperson of it because of my national visibility on Project Runway. And what we aim to do is fight the stigma that's associated with living with HIV. And for those individuals who happen to be diagnosed with HIV, we want them to, you know, help fight the stigma by being as visible and as vocal as they feel comfortable doing. Partner with a physician that they feel comfortable with and get on a treatment regimen that's very tolerable to their system and individualized to their particular case. And then the ultimate goal for anyone living with HIV is to get their virus to an undetectable level. So that's really what the program's about. Our website's livingpositivebydesign.com, in case I forgot anything in there. But yeah, that's what we're truly trying to do here on World AIDS Day.
Talk about the stigma. Why is it still around after all these years?
Well, I personally think that, you know, there's a lot of issues that tie into why there's still a stigma surrounding being HIV positive. I think it has to do with not wanting to talk about subject matter that are uncomfortable, sexuality. I think another issue that plays into that is the fact that because there are so many more treatments that are effective now than when I was diagnosed back in the late 80s, that you can live a relatively healthy life with HIV, and that allows people to kind of go back in the closet being HIV positive. Whereas in the late 80s and early 90s, people, they're diagnosed with HIV, it was a death sentence. So it had to be talked about because it was in the forefront of the discussion, and that's why days like today and every day we should be having the dialogue about HIV, because there is no cure and it hasn't gone away.
If people want to get more information about the Living Positive by Design, how do they do that?
Well, our website, like I said, is livingpositivebydesign.com. That just really provides all the information we've been talking about today. And there's an interview on there with Dr. Gottlieb, who hasn't got to say much. But yeah, there's a wealth of information on there. And yeah, just go to the website.
Okay, I'm afraid we're out of time already. I want to thank you both for coming on WDIS and DIS, and continued good health, Jack.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.